Hey, family. Welcome back to a special episode of Bible Study with Chris J. Forgive my voice. I have a cold. I'm bearing through it. This episode is going to be special, so we're going to take our time and get through it. The cross still speaks, the love that paid it all. This episode, we're going to talk about the crucifixion and the power of the cross. Today is Good Friday, a day marked by pain, but also by purpose. The day Jesus went to the cross, not because he had to, but because he chose to. This episode is going to be a little bit slower, a little heavier, because it should be. We're not going to rush past the suffering. We're going to sit in it, so we can truly understand the depth of his love. So take a deep breath and let's remember, let's receive what the cross still speaks, even today. Let's talk about betrayed, rejected, and condemned. Matthew chapter 27, verse 11 through 26. Jesus stood before Pilate, silent. He didn't defend himself, and he didn't argue. While the crowd cried out for Barabbas, Jesus, innocent, perfect, took his place. Barabbas was guilty, Jesus was not, and yet Jesus took the punishment. That's not just Barabbas' story, it's ours. We are Barabbas. We were guilty, and Jesus stood in for us. But the chief priest and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed. Matthew 27, verse 20. Now, what emotions rise up when you remember that Jesus took your place? Put that in your journal. Now, let's talk about the road to the cross. Matthew 27, verse 27 through 44. And Jesus was mocked, stripped, beaten. The crown of thorns wasn't just pain, it was humiliation. And the soldiers bowed before him, not in worship, but in mockery. And yet still, he kept going. They led him to Golgotha, the place of the skull. And there, they nailed him to the cross. People passed by him and hurled insults. If you're the Son of God, save yourself. But Jesus didn't come to save himself. He came to save us. Now think about this. The silence of Jesus on the cross is louder than any words. He could have stopped it, but he didn't. It's not weakness. That's love. He saved others, they said, but he couldn't save himself. Matthew 27, verse 42. Now let's stop here for a minute. I want you to think about this. Have you ever misunderstood God's silence as absence? What if his silence was actually the sound of love holding on? Put that in your journal. Now, let's talk about his last words. It is finished. John 19, 28 through 30. And Matthew 27, 45 through 54. From noon till 3 p.m., darkness covered the land. And then Jesus cried out, "It is finished." Not "I am finished," but "it." The debt, the separation, the curse, and the weight of sin was finished. The earth shook. The temple curtain tore from top to bottom. God was opening the way for us to come home. Now think about this. The cross wasn't defeat. It was victory disguised in suffering. Jesus didn't lose his life. He gave it. And in doing so, he made a way for you to be free. It is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. John 19, verse 30. Now think about this. What in your life have you been trying to earn? When Jesus already finished it. Now let's look at this. What the cross means for us today. Because Good Friday isn't just history. It's a present reality. The cross still speaks. You are forgiven. Completely. Fully. And forever. You are loved. Not because of what you do, but because of who he is. You are free. Sin doesn't own you. You're new. The old is gone. The new has come. You don't have to earn God's love. You just have to receive it. If you're feeling distant, ashamed, or unworthy, the cross is your invitation to come back. Let's close out with this last statement. Good Friday was dark, but darkness didn't win. It's called Good Friday because Jesus turned the worst day into the doorway to eternal life. So don't rush past this moment. Let the weight of the cross hit you, so the power of the resurrection can lift you. Let's pray. Father, today we remember the cross, not just as a symbol, but as a sacrifice, a gift we can never earn. Yet you freely gave it. Thank you, Jesus, for staying when you could have walked away, for enduring what you didn't deserve so we could receive what we could never earn. Forgive us for the times we forgot. Remind us that it is finished. It wasn't the end, it was the beginning. Let the cross shape how we live, how we love, and how we forgive. Let it keep us humble. Let it keep us hopeful. Because even in darkness, you were working. We love you, Jesus. We remember and we praise you. Amen. This episode has touched you, encouraged you, or helped you. Share it with somebody. Leave your comments down below or your prayer request. Thank you for spending some time with me. God bless you. I'll see you on next episode.